Ha sido la emisora de la música clásica de New York Times, WQXR New York y WQXR.com.
Hello, I'm Tom Bartunek, President and General Manager of WQXR. On March 26, 1929, engineer John Hogan began transmitting classical music on experimental radio station W2XR. On December 3, 1936, Hogan and advertising executive Elliot Sanger converted the experimental station to WQXR-AM, the first commercial classical music radio station in America. On November 8, 1939, Hogan and Sanger launched WQXR-FM, one of the first FM radio stations in the country. On July 18, 1944, the New York Times took ownership of WQXR AM and FM. And now, another milestone moment has arrived. WQXR is about to begin its new life as a public radio station, owned and operated by WNYC, and broadcasting at 105.9 FM. Thus, October 8, 2009, will be as significant a date as all those others in WQXR's history, marking the latest in a long series of bold initiatives designed to further the station's mission and to secure its future. Under WNYC's stewardship, WQXR's future should be as bright as its past.
This is WQXR, New York's only high-fidelity station.
So now, I will say goodnight to you. Please write to me as to the experiment that we have just completed. And if you will, please include your comments on the program, and I hope you won't forget to tell your friends about WQXR. So, thank you, and good night.
This is Bill Strauss, and bidding you all a very good evening. We return you now to our studios.
This is George Jellinek.
Concluding 65 years as the radio station of the New York Times, this is WQXR, New York. And now we invite you to tune your radio to 105.9 FM and go live to Carnegie Hall for the launch of the new WQXR.
Try again later.
96.3. The night at 8.
Lo sentimos.
WCAA, New York.